Welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is IBM Heap Analyzer plug-in development. Today's presenter is Jinu Hong. Jinu is a senior software engineer, inventor, and author. He joined IBM in 1995 and worked with IBM Global Learning Services, IBM Consulting Services, and development teams prior to his current position in WebSphere Application Server Technical Support. Mr. Hong is an IBM Certified Solution Developer and a Sun Certified Programmer for the Java platform. He is the architect and developer of numerous tools and the author of the book, C Programming for Novices, as well as a number of webcasts and articles. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Jinu.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. This is Jinu Hong. I am the architect of the IBM Heap Analyzer. Today, I'd like to introduce IBM Heap Analyzer plugin application programming interface today. So let's go to the page 2, please. So after some introduction, we will review APIs, also development and deployment environment, and we will have a summary and additional resources and questions and answers. Let's go to page 3. The IBM Heap Analyzer has been one of our favorite Java Heap dump analysis tools among IBM engineers and IBM clients since 2003. The Heap Analyzer turns 10 this year. In 2005, the heuristic Java Heap analysis algorithm that was used by the Heap Analyzer was filed as patent, which was finally granted by United States Patent and Trademark Office last year. It took more than 7 years. The patent claims method of detecting memory leak with the largest child node of a parent node and comparing total size of those nodes. Basically, the tool visualizes a Java object and object reference relationships and also automatic detection of the Java heap leaks. So far, we have more than 500,000 copies were downloaded since its inception. It has been awarded IBM AlphaWorks Champion Technology, and it has been used by a lot of private companies, government agencies, and research facilities and universities worldwide. So around 10,000 copies of Heap Analyzers are page 4, please. Even though the user interface has been changed a lot, as you can see from the screen, the basic stays the same it did with the humble beginning of a decade ago. The ease of use and quick and accurate analysis, that's all we want. Page 5, please. So heap dump. The IBM Java Bootstrap machine generates a heap dump, which is basically all the live Java objects that's on Java virtual machine. So there are two types of IBM Java heap dump format. One is text, or we call classic heap dump. And the other one is portable heap dump. It has extension of PhD. So both heap dump formats contain a list of all objects or instances in the heap, including each object address, type or class name, and object size, also references to other objects. And the heap dumps also contain information about a version of JVM that produced heap dump, and also heap dump file format and other metadata as well. And basically, they do not contain any object content or data other than class names and the values like the address of the references. But like if you take IBM Java system dump, or you take binary heap dump from the Oracle Java virtual machine, you expect to see content of Java heap dump. We'll talk about that a little more in the following chart. Page 6, please. So this is a very basic format of Java heap dump that contains, this is just a text format of one of the formats we reviewed previously in the chart. So you can see a class dump or instance dump or primitive array or even JNI references depending on the heap dump generated implementation. But most common heap dump entries are address and size, name, and reference addresses. So like C or C++, there are no pointers in the Java language, but pointers are internally used in both Java language and Java Virtual Machine. So when you create an instance of class, an object will be created, and its reference address is stored in the instance variable. So as you can see from the heap dump, you can see the addresses. So here we have object B highlighted with a blue rectangle. So it has address. The first column represents address. So we have 0x5000-2020. So that's the address location of object B. The next column represents the size. So it's about 4,000 bytes of heap is used by this object B. The third column is obviously name of object. So object B in this case. And this entry has additional line. As you can see, addresses are listed in the following line, like 0x10007030, also hex code 50006040, and also the other one. So that corresponds to each entry in the heap dump. So if you follow the table or the fourth column of each address, like a 7030, that corresponds to the object J entry, right? J has address of hex code ending 7030. So another one is reference to 6040, the hex code ending with 6040, which corresponds to entry I, as you can see from there. So I has a hex address ending with 6040. The last one from the object B reference is hex code ending with 4050, which corresponds to object C. So as you can see from this heap dump, we can create graph out of this raw data. So that's what DBanalyze does internally, processing millions of entries to create graphs so we can have a more consumable content for further investigation. Let's go to page 7. So this is the visualization of the raw heap dump we saw from previous chart on the left-hand side, and with the processing of finding references for each entry, we create graph like this on the right-hand side. So we found the reference from B to JIC, so we can identify this visualization very quickly, very easily from this graph. So you can see reference or arrow coming from B to J, B to I, B to C. So that means object B has reference to object J, also object I, and object C. Okay, let's go to page 8. So heap analyzer can parse a lot of different kinds of files, and these are the list of files it can process at this point. First one is PHD, Portable Heap Dump. It's a binary Java heap dump from IBM Java Virtual Machine. The next one is TXT, ASCII or Classic Java heap dump from IBM Java Virtual Machine. And next two are from the JVM, originated from Oracle. So it has HFROP binary or HFROP ASCII, the binary and ASCII format. The binary format contains contents of Java objects. So that's one thing we need to take note of. And the next one is extension DMP. That's from IBM Java Virtual Machine. It's an IBM Java System Dump. So it has content of all memory content from the Java Virtual Machine. So it does have content of data or objects in the Java System Dump. So it's going to be very huge compared to regular heap dump. The last one is hex file that's introduced by Heap Analyzer. So that's a processed image from the Heap Analyzer. So whenever you process any of these heap dumps, then you will internally create this hex file. But whenever you decided to process the original file again, you have an option to choose this hex code, hex file, as input for the process. So it will take much less time, like less than 10% of the time that you took the process, you took to process the original file. It took maybe 10 minutes to process PHP file, but if you process text file, it could take less than 1 minute. And also the file size is very small, like it will take only less than 0.1% of the original system dump file. And it doesn't contain any content of the Java object. So when you have like an IBM Java system dump, that might contain content of object, and you do not wish to share the content of the Java object with other people in your company or other company, then you can just run Heap Analyzer and produce the hex file, and you can redistribute this hex file among other people who want to debug the heap. There are a lot of uses about this hex file. So another use is that you can process heap dump as a preprocessor on a server, and later you can use it for private investigation, because server can parse it by batch, so you can save time overnight. You run it and produce hex file, and later you can download hex file and do your investigation with your analyzer. Okay, let's go to page 9. So the heap analyzer can parse any heap dump from any kind of Java virtual machine regardless of version, but you do need to have Java runtime 7 or higher to run the heap analyzer. Especially when you want to process IBM Java system dump, you need to have IBM Java runtime 7 or higher, because internally, Heap Analyzer will use the library that comes with IBM Java Runtime 7 that will enable Heap Analyzer to parse IBM Java system dump. So that's why we need to have IBM Java 7 in order to process IBM Java system dump. Otherwise, you can have any vendor Java 7 or higher to process the regular heap dumps. Page 10, please. So the motivation of a plugin. So I get tons of emails from users all over the world. The topics range from defect reports and simple questions and a new feature request, even to job offers and consultations. So I always feel guilty that I do not have enough time to respond to each and every email. So I've been so surprised by the fact that Heap Analyzer has been used by so many different areas like from web application development to even bioscience research projects. Each area is very unique, and I realize that it's not possible to write a feature to every problem unless I can live for hundreds of years. So the solution is application programming interface, API. The people can write software that can run on Heap Analyzer for themselves. You probably have at least one plugin for your web browser on your phone or on your desktop. So it could be filtering out annoying advertisements on websites, or it could improve file download from the internet. So you might have a certain kind of plugin for your browser. The Heap Analyzer plugin is a software system that runs on Heap Analyzer and utilizes services that Heap Analyzer provides to customize Java Heap Dump analysis. The APIs are provided as is and not supported by IBM or IBM support. They are subject to change or removal without any prior deprecation or notice. So that's one thing you need to be aware of. Page 11, please. The API is shipped with IBM Heap Analyzer. It's not a separate jar file. You can just grab a Heap Analyzer and you've got the API jar file or library. This is located in the package called com.ibm.heapanalyzer.plugin. The plugin API consists of interface, classes, and annotation types. You can write two types of programs. One is selection plugin interface, which runs whenever you select an entry from the IBM Heap Analyzer. So this will be useful if you want to start custom analysis when a class or interface or instance or a primitive type is selected from the view, like a table or tree. And the other type is load plugin interface, which start as soon as the heap dumps are successfully processed. It's used to start your customized analysis as soon as Heap Analyzer completes Java heap and parsing. So let's take a look at close look at each API. Page 12, please. So this selection plugin interface is used to write the first selection plugin, which is invoked when an object is selected from tree view or table view. So there are three parameters. One is index, that's index of selected object. The other one is heap parameter, that's a heap object. The last one is desktop pane, that's a Java API, J desktop pane, that's a parent user interface component. So you can hook up to the desktop pane and you can draw anything you want from to the screen with this hook. So in the Heap Analyzer, object information is stored in a variable array. So index is the identifier to the object. So on selection change method is invoked, we receive the index of object that is selected from tree view or table view. So with the index, we can access all the information about the object. So desktop pane is a reference of a main JDesktop pane in the Heap Analyzer. So we use it as a parent user interface component if you want to show anything on the screen. And the heap class contains all the information about Java heap. More details of a heap class will be explained in following chapter. Page 13, please. This interface, the load plugin, is used to write load plugin application, which is invoked when analysis of heap dump is completed. So there are two parameters. One is heap, that we talked about in the previous chart, the same, the heap object. And the other one is the same, desktop pane, which has links to J desktop pane, and you can do whatever you want to keep analyze the screen. Page 14, please. The class heap extends Java lang object and provides methods to access Java heap dump information like address of object or children of object or the content of a variable or content of field. But be careful, when you are talking about content, we need to process IBM Java system dump or HBROP binary heap dump. Other formats do not have content. So you need to be careful when you use these APIs. So if you want to access content, you gotta have heap dump that contains Java data in the Java object. Page 15, please. So we have a get field content and heap size method and get index from address or get index from reference and get name for taking name of an object. Page 16, please. More methods coming up. So we have a method for getting number of objects. And also another one is get number of parents of a specific object. And we want to know the parent index, then you can use get parent method. If you want size of object, you can get size method. And you can also get string content from an object, you can get string content method. Page 17, please. And there are more. Get string content with different variety of parameters. And the last one is get total size. So you get to know the size of object, also the sum of all the size of its descendants. method. That's a total size method. Page 18, please. So this class, reference, extends Java lang object and represents reference object. So we do have constructor for the reference class, and the constructor has a parameter like the index. So that's obviously the index of this reference object. So we have a method like a get index from reference object, and also we can set address or set index, also a very common toString method as well. Page 19, please. Now we have annotation type. This is used during installation of a plugin from CB Analyzer to collect information about plugin like author, name, version, and other details. And the annotation is recorded in plugin and retained by Java Virtual Machine at runtime. The annotation type is applicable to class, interface, or enumeration declaration. There are currently four required elements in the annotation type description. The author, detail, the name, version. So they are mandatory elements you need to fill out. Page 20, please. So here we're going to write a sample application to take advantage of a plugin application. So we're going to write a plugin that parses DOM4J object and shows XML documents in tree view. So in order to effectively parse DOM4J object, we need Java Heatsum that can contain contents of object. So we are focusing on content. So as you know, the HPROP ASCII or text Java Heatsum or the IBM's portable Heatsum, PhD, Java Heatsum, they do not contain any contents of object or printed parts. So we're going to use HPROP binary Java Heatsum, or you could use IBM Java System Dump. So we can debug contents of Java objects from those two types of dumps. Some of you might know that the DOM4J is open source library for processing XML, so XPath or XSLT. So there are a variety of versions available, but we will work on only version 1.6.1 for this sample. Page 21, please. Now, this is very simple test case. So we're going to run. So it's called DOM4J test. So what it does is in the class variable, we put all the elements and attributes up to 100 entries. So we just read the XML file and parse it and put all the entries up to 100 of elements or attributes into the class variable. And at the end, you see the while true. So it's infinite loop. That's one way we can take it. So at this point, when we reach a while loop, then we can force it. Then we can abort the program. So this is just for making us time for us to take in. Page 22, please. So that's the main body of the this sample test case. So as you can see, we instantiate factor reader and read the file. So in the display element attribute, just iterate over and just print out each element and attribute. A very simple application. Page 23, please. The info file I grabbed from National Weather Service, so it's a free sample, so, and very well-structured XML. So we have this input data. Then you can just run the test case against this sample input. Page 24, please. So we used IBM Java Virtual Machine to generate IBM System Dump. So please take a look at the command line argument. So here we used XDump colon system. That means you're going to get system dump instead of heap dump, because heap dump from IBM Java Virtual Machine does not have any context. So you'll choose to take system dump. Colon events. What events? Whenever user sends signal. Three. So this is going to be events equals user. Other optional argument, you can just omit it if you want to. That's the additional option making heap dump smaller and concise. Basically, you can do Java space x dash x dump colon system colon events equals user. Then you can space dash jar space dump test of jar. Then you put input file, like a sample.xml. Then you can just run it. Then you can see the elements are displayed on the system out. Then it will just say at the while infinite loop. So at that point, you can just send the signal 3. On Windows, you can just send the control break. That would be the same as signal 3. Then you can see the heap dumps as well as thread dumps are generated. In this case, it's not heap dump, it's a system core dump. You can see the extension is DMP. So we have Java system dump and thread dump, which is also called Java core. Page 25, please.
So just bring up heap analyzer and open the DMP file,
and you have the heap dump on the heap analyzer memory. It's already processed. Page 26, please.
So we will look for one of the DOM4J
elements.
So we will look for anything that ends with a document.
So we will click on search menu
and asterisk, now for case D,
and document. Page 27, please.
So we found a couple of entries. Just select one of them.
Page 28, please. So you can click on a write button like this on page 28. Then you can see something on the bottom from the context menu. You can see DOM4J parser plugin. So whenever you select this menu item, then the selection plugin will be invoked and run on top of your node. So page 29, please. And you can do the similar thing from tree view as well. So we invoke plugin menu from table view. And on page 29, you can invoke a plugin from the tree reference. Page 30, please. So whenever that plugin is selected from the menu item, so you can see the plugin popped up in front of the heap analyzer. The dump parser plugin. And you can see the tree structure of XML files. Very visual format. So it's not a part of official IBP analyzer. It's a functionality provided by individual plugins. So you can draw anything on the screen. And so it's just a JTree API, but you can draw any kind of graphic or any kind of API backed by a screen or any third-party code. You can do anything on your screen based upon the analysis you've got from this plugin. Page 31, please.
So these are the things you will need to start building plugins.
So basically,
you need Java development, right?
Also need
API, jar file. That's included in the latest copy of heap analyzer. And it's good to have integrated development environment like Eclipse.
That's optional, but it will save tons of time if you have this kind of integrated development environment. So I chose Eclipse because it's a very popular option and it doesn't require any fund from out of your pocket. Let's go ahead and use
Eclipse to show you how development is done with
plugin.
Page 32, please. So some of you might be very familiar with this the environment, but some of you. So let me go through each screen. So let's go to the new project. We just go to file and new project. Page 33, please. So here we got create a Java project screen. So here you enter project name, and then we select execution environment. So we choose Java SE 1.7 as our Java runtime environment. And then we select next button. Page 34, please. So we have Java settings, the project and the source folder are shown. We can just select the libraries pane. Page 35, please. So we need to make sure that the Java runtime environment 1.7 is available under libraries. We need to add additional library to utilize a plugin, right? So we just click on Add External Jar. So that's the second button from the top. Page 36, please. So we have jar selection window on the screen. So we just select TV Analyzer, execution copy. Here we have a 445, but latest version is 450. So we select and open it. Page 37, please. So now we are back to Java settings. So now you can see the IBM TV Analyzer jar file is on the path along with the JRE system library 1.7. You could also import the HIP Analyzer jar file into your project workspace and click on Add Jar, the first button, to configure your build path if you prefer to have more control in workspace. So it's up to your preference. You could use just external jar, or you could import jar in your workspace and use imported jar path. So it's up to you. Let's go to page 38. So we are back to the Eclipse Package Explorer. So we can see a new project is created. So we didn't write anything so far. We just click on the button, and that's what we have. So the source folder is created, and JRE system library is set to Java 1.7 or Java 7. And we have IBM TV Analyzer in the build path under reference and library folder. So that's all we need to build the plugin for the TV Analyzer. Page 39, please. The first step is we're going to build a class by selecting File, New, Class. Or just click on New Class icon on the right-hand side, the C with the star on it. Page 40, please. In the new Java class window, we can just put name for the class. So we put a DOM parser plugin. And we need to add interface. So click on Add button on the right-hand side. Page 41, please. So in implement the interface selection, page 41, please. And we can just type in plugins, selection plugin from IBM. com.ibm.tvanalyzer.plugin. Then click on OK button. Page 42, please. Now we are back to new Java class window. So we have com.ibm.tvanalyzer.plugin.selection in the interfaces list. And we have name in place. So everything looks good. So we just click on Finish button. Page 43, please. So now we have the new class in the source folder under COM IBM HIP Analyzer plugin package in edit pane of DOM parser plugin.java. And we can see a couple of lines of source code that are generated for you. So all you need to do is just to put lines of code in the body of the onSelection chain. So depending on whether it's DOM4j default text, whether it's a default element, or DOM4j default document, or DOM4j default attribute, or DOM4j default C data,
So depending on the types of DOM4J elements, we can add children recursively to create J tribute named interface. Page 44, please. So we can start with a description annotation. So we saw the annotation type description in the previous chart. So that's mandatory. So here we have a com.ibm.hibanalyzer plugin.description annotation. So first we're going to use description annotation. So here we have, you need to put at sign. Then you can just invoke assistant, like control space. Then it will pop up with a screen like this. So here we just need to select description. So far we didn't write anything. So we just put at sign in the editor and we put control space. Then it popped up with this window. So we just need to select description. So that's all we need. Page 45, please. So it completed the statement with add description. But it's still red, right? We see the red line underneath the description. So we just move the cursor to this the red area. Then it will pop up with some information on page 46. So here we have another list popped up. It will let us add missing attributes. So we see it says add missing attributes. So we didn't write anything. Just select add missing attribute. Page 47, please. Then it will write template for you. So now we have add description, author equals blank, details equals blank, name and version. So what we need to do is just fill the blanks. The author name, details, what this plugin does, the name of plugin and version. So you just fill in the blanks. Page 48, please. So here is the complete annotation of description. So we have a name, DOM parser, version name, details, and author. Page 49, please. Then we need to build the plugin, right? So we can just use Eclipse's export functionality, or we can use a script to put more functionality in there. So we can just select file, new file, then, or you can just new icon to create build script. Page 50, please. So here we will create XML file, which is ant script. So we put build.xml, then finish. Page 51, please. On page 51, we have empty editor. We just need to fill out ant script if you are familiar with ant script. Page 52, please. So on page 52, so we filled out ant script. So very simple. Specifying input directory, output directory, including target before building. Very simple. Page 53, please. So we have build.xml and script. So next step, just to select the XML file and run it, right? By running it, we can just build the plugin instance within usually millisecond level. Page 54, please. So from page 54, we can see the output. So it took less than 400 milliseconds. You can see the build was successful. Page 55, please. So the build is complete. So we need to just take out the plugin, the jar file, from workspace to your file system. So we can do file export or export from the context menu from the plugin.jar file. Page 56, please. So as an option for the export, we just select the general and file system and select next button. Page 57, please. Then we put a directory name for the target. So we're going to put under C plugin of the plugin.jar file. Then click on finish. 58, please. So
we have a plugin jar file on your file system. So you just need to start Heap Analyzer. Page 59, please. And if you go to View and Plugins menu, you can see the list of plugins for your Heap Analyzer. 60, please. On the page 60, that's IBM Heap Analyzer Plugin Manager. So you can see the list of plugins you have. So by default, it has a built-in plugin for the reference purpose, but you can add more plugins by drag and drop, or you can use install button. Page 61, please. So you can just click on install button, and you can select the file we just created, like the plugin, the jar file, and click on open button. Page 62, please. Then it will say installation success. Or you can just drag and drop from your file browser onto the Heap Analyzer plugin manager. So either way, should work. It's very easy to install plugins. Page 63, please. So when you select any of the entries of the plugin, on the bottom part you can see the information. You probably notice that it's from annotation description functionality we use. The name, version, details, author, this the information we put in the source code, as well as method and class name. Page 64, please. So now we need to open the heap dump, right? So file, open. Page 65, please. And we select dump file. In this case, we use IBM Java System dump. So we put heapdump.dmp file. Page 66, please. Then its process is completed. So we select any of these DOM4J Java objects. In this case, we selected DOM4J default document. So we select it and brought up context menu. And you can see at the bottom of the context menu list, you can see the DOM4J parser plugin. So we just select it. Page 67, please. Then we have the working display of this plugin. So the plugin parsed the DOM4J tree structure of XML and displayed in the tree view. So very handy when we want to visualize or debug XML document from page 68, please. So far, today we learned about application programming interface of IBM Heap Analyzer plugin, and we wrote a very simple but useful plugin with less than 100 lines of code. So we installed the plugin on the Heap Analyzer and successfully ran it with the Heap Dump. So even though the Heap Analyzer plugin API was introduced fairly recently, that a lot of users of Heap Analyzer have been taking advantage of this powerful feature to customize Java Heap Analysis in numerous areas. Thank you very much. I'd like to hand this over to Dave.
Thank you, Jinu, for a great presentation. Slide 69 has some additional WebSphere product resources that we hope you would find useful. At this time, we would like to open the lines for questions.
I am showing no questions.
Thank you. We do have a couple of questions in the group chat. The first one is, and this is related to one of the early slides, how can such a hex file be created?
A hex file is created by automatically. So whenever you start processing any heap dump, the Heap Analyzer will create hex file internally as soon as the process is completed. So you can find .hex file in the same directory as the original file. So you don't need to do anything to generate hex file.
Okay, thank you. And the other question in the chat, in the group chat, how to collect IBM Java System Dump?
That was on one of the chart we shared today. So let me go back to the chart to show you better. It was start of a sample application execution on page 24. So this is the option we use on IBM Java Virtual Machine to generate IBM System Dump on user signal.
So basically, Java space dash X dump, so X is uppercase, and colon, and system, column event equals user. So that's what we need. The rest of them are optional. So that means whenever user sends a signal, like a 3 or control break on Windows system, it's going to generate system dump. So if you replace system with heap, then you will get heap dump. If you replace system with thread, then you will get Java core thread dump. So in order to generate system dump by force, we can use xdump colon system.
Okay, thank you. And then there was a follow-up question to the first one about a hex file. So the hex file is created by heap analyzer and not the JVM?
That's true. Hex file is generated by heap analyzer. It's not related to any Java virtual machine.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Janu, for presenting today.
Thank you very much.